The General Services Administration and the Office of Personnel Management issued two requests for proposals to create a new way for agencies to buy human resources and training services. The Human Capital and Training Solution Contract, called HCATS, will replace an acquisition vehicle that's been in place for more than 25 years. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller's here with details and analysis of the latest government-wide acquisition contract. HCATS contract is replacing, it's new.
It's new.
And yet it's doing work that has been around for a very long time.
But it's doing it in such a big different way. I think that's the key here. Now, let me go back for a step back for a second and talk about HCATS. It's going to replace what they call the Training and Management Assistance Contract. It's TMA, it's commonly known as. And this is a contract that OPM has run for really the last 25 years. I mean, it's been updated and changed to meet different needs and new contractors and stuff like that. But really, TMA has been in place now for 25 years, which is incredible if you think about how long ago when GWACs and multiple work contracts were first put in place. This literally was probably one of the first ones that was put in place.
Yes.
So what OPM and GSA are doing, and they're partnering on this, and we're going to get into that in a second, but what they're doing is they're looking at three main functional areas, and there's an unrestricted, so a large business version, and a small business set-aside version of HCATS. That's why we're saying there are two RFPs on the street. The both are looking at customized training and development services, customized human capital strategy services, and customized organizational performance improvement services. The key word across all that, as you probably heard, is customized.
Customized, I noticed.
They're
yes.
really trying to focus on what does your agency need within this realm of organizational development, in this realm of performance, in this realm of training services, and all within this contract that they're calling HCATS. And it's a pretty big deal. I mean, vendors have been waiting for this for the better part of 3 years. So people, I think, are excited.
Does all that customization make it more difficult to buy these kinds of services through a GWAC?
I think what GSA is trying to do is say you can write your task order the way you want to write it based on this set of parameters. Very similar to what they did if you think about with Alliant for IT services. Here's the parameters, fit inside it the way you want and keep those parameters wide. What they don't want is a contract by interior and a contract by agriculture and a contract by commerce and another. They want everyone to come to one contract and then do what they want within that one contract, which leads us down the path of category management.
Exactly. How is this different than TMA?
So TMA was really broke the contracts into two categories. They had a training or learning firms, that's what they called it, and then they had human capital services. Now, training and learning, again, exactly what it sounds like, training services and learning management systems and stuff like that, and human capital was more of the development, the strategy side. I did a quick look at this TMA contract. There are 24 companies on the training and learning side, and there are 16 companies on the human capital side. The training and learning has four main functional areas. The human capital has eight functional areas. Now, many of the companies are the same. There's overlap. So it's not like it's 40 different companies, but it's a lot of companies. And they include all the big ones you'd think about: ICF International, IBM, Deloitte, Booz Allen, SRA, Serco, and then also a lot of small ones as well. And we're going to have that linked up to the old TMA contract on federalnewsradio.com.
Now, this contract took about 4 years for them, or 3 years, excuse me, for them to put together. Why did it take so long?
This was crazy. When you look at government contracting, you wonder why there are problems. This is, I think, one of the best examples of why there are problems. So OPM said, we're going to come out with something new. They called it CRIS. I remember it was something about human resources services. And they put it out, went through the draft RFP stage, RFI stage, all the proper thing. They put the RFP out, and immediately it got protested out the wazoo. Something like 11 or 13 protests were filed over like a three-month period back in 2012. And GAO dismissed all those protests and said, because OPM pulled back, said, well, they'll fix it. And then as they got closer, there was like this 15-month ordeal to award it. Then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they canceled it. And this was like about a $2.1 billion contract, some have estimated, that all of a sudden they just took off the street. And vendors were like, whoa, like we just put all this money into it to bid and proposal.
Right. What happened?
And then over the next year and a half or so, they said, okay, well, what are we going to do differently? And that's where GSA came and said, why don't we team on this together? And I think I've heard rumors, and again, we'll leave it as that, where OMB got involved and told OPM, I think we're going to have GSA work on this with you versus GSA or OPM coming to some kind of agreement. So this is that's why I think so many people are excited about it, because it's been going on for the better part of 3 years.
As you read through this, do you get a sense that they have addressed the issues that made it so ripe for protest before?
It's hard.
Can we tell?
It's hard to tell. I think this is such a different contract that I think because, and it's so, has such a wide breadth of services, and they're letting agencies basically do almost whatever they want across these three broad categories. So I think it's hard to say that it's not the same contract that was called CRIS, two and a half years ago. I've not heard. I did reach out to one industry person who's bidding on this, and I just said, hey, you saw it's out, and they said finally, and that was all they said. No comments, no I wish they would have done better or worse or whatever.
So you mentioned some of the large companies that are here. Is there a big scope of small businesses that are eligible for a contract like this that can provide these kinds of services at a level that a federal agency will need?
I think so. And I think that's why, you know, any big contract like this, GSA does a ton of market research. They put out the RFI, which they did, I think, back in 2014 and got a host of responses. And I think they feel confident because of the types of services that they're asking for. It's such broad ranging that if you need someone to come in and provide some strategy consulting services, small businesses can definitely do that. But if you need something that's, you know, agency-wide training that's across the country, you need a bigger company to do that. So I think that's why the way they're breaking it down is they see both avenues, both large business and small business. So again, I'll go back to Alliant, and this is very similar, where you had Alliant big business and Alliant small business, and both are doing very well.
Do we have a sense on the timeline here? The RFP obviously is out. What's next?
RFP just came out. The bids are due October 16th, so roughly a month and a half. The questions about the RFP, the first round at least, is due August 28th. So I think, you know, once those bids come back in, figuring that if they're still going to make, you know, 30, 40 awards, this will take some time. I mean, I would probably say, you know, mid springtime next year, 2016, to say they'll make that award. And then, of course, you got to prepare for the protest, because unfortunately, a contract this size could easily be protested, especially since what is happening through the category management initiative is this push to use only this one contract. And, you know, GSA and OMB have estimated that agencies spend around $3.6 billion a year on these types of HR services. Maybe not everything under this contract, but there's a big chunk of money.
This is Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, on the HCATS contract, and we have details on it on federalnewsradio.com. Speaking of protests, a totally unrelated issue. I'm struck by the fact that there were no protests to the award by the Department of Defense to Leidos for the electronic health records. It's a $4.2 billion. It was amazing. I'm surprised by that.
So I think a couple things are in play here. I think there's going to be a lot of subcontracting opportunities, and I think there'll be a lot of potential one-offs. Now Leidos has a big team, so they're going to, but I think there's an opportunity there. I think the other piece of this, and this is my guess more than anything, and I've seen this happen, is this was such an important contract that the other company said, you know, if we protested, would this ruin our relationship with DOD? So maybe we are better off not hurting ourselves for a short-term gain and look at the long-term. I mean, look, this is what happened with DHS and U.S. Visit back in 2003 or 2004, maybe even 2005, where Accenture won and the other companies, everyone expected a protest and no one did. And I was told at that time by someone in Accenture that DHS said, if you protest, you'll never do another, you'll never work with us again. I don't think DHS, DOD did that, but I think
they might not have had to.
There are certain signs that they give vendors to say, hey, this is really important for us, so let's get this moving.